Well, Wall Street always seems to have bull markets climb a wall of worry. The latest worry is actually an old worry. It's back again, and that is a global economic slowdown, not just here and not just in the EU or some emerging countries, but everywhere. I don't know how likely this is, but I know who does. Greg Meyer is Director and Senior Economist for Allianz Global Investors, and he joined us right now. It's good to have you with us.
It's good to be here, David.
So is that likely that we all fall at the same time?
Well, there's definitely some questions about what's happening with the global economy. You've seen yield curves, not just here in the U.S., but abroad, invert just recently. You've seen glowing...
So interest rates are higher now than they are 2 years from now or 3 years from now.
Correct. Yeah, typically longer term debt has a higher interest rate.
Yeah, it's
than
usually
the
other way around.
Yeah, so... That's turned upside down recently. In the U.S., we've got 3-month yields that are currently higher than 10-year Treasury yields, which is a pretty unusual phenomenon.
And so they're looking out in the future. They're seeing things are not going to be as good in the future. And actually, this is getting reinforced. We saw, you know, Tuesday we saw the housing starts and the building permits just dropped off a cliff. We are really seeing a slowdown here.
Yeah, we've seen a number of different indicators in the U.S. slowing down, from the December retail sales numbers, which were the worst since 2009, to January industrial production, which contracted, to February manufacturing, that was very soft as well. So the slowdown really began in mid-2018, where we had peak growth in the U.S. In the third quarter, we saw slower growth. In the fourth quarter, even slower growth. And for the first quarter of 2019, we're looking at continuing.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean,
slowdown.
This is not without precedent. I mean, economies are like people. They have mood swings, and they turn around, and they're perky the next day. I guess what you worry about is a deep recession that turns into the D word. Are we in a recession right now, do you think?
No, I don't think so. That's the most common question that we're getting from clients as well. What's the scale of the slowdown? Are we going into recession? And right now, I would say that we're probably looking at just a slowdown, but there's a great deal of uncertainty that's out there right now as well. So some of the leading indicators that you would be looking at to determine whether or not we're heading toward a recession, the yield curve in particular, those are starting to flash more yellow and red. So
now, and that could just be flashing that we're going to have and I think Janet Yellen said this the other day, that it may mean that there's a rate cut coming down the line.
Absolutely. Just last week, we saw the Federal Reserve take all interest rate hikes for 2019 off the table.
Yeah.
That was a very dovish move by the Fed. They're talking about ending the balance sheet normalization policy that they've had in place since 2017. With the normalization process winding down starting in May and then ending probably by October. So we've got a very, very dovish Fed. The current market implied probability for a Fed rate hike in 2019 has jumped to about 60%. So that's starting to get priced by
investors. You know, a lot of times when they do it in a case like this, where, you know, it's slow in the U.S., say, well, I'll go put the money to work someplace else where they're still growing, maybe Europe or maybe the emerging markets, or you go find something or other. But again, there's this talk about a global economic slowdown, and it seems like we're really seeing it in Europe. I mean, Brexit seems to be hamstringing the U.K., and France has got their own problems, and I mean, Germany, Allianz is owned, you know, is German owned. Yeah. Now they've got, you know, two banks that are, I guess, two drunks are going to have to prop each other up over there. Things are not great there.
That's true. The European economy has been struggling in particular. The Italian economy is back in recession at the end of last year. Germany barely grew in the fourth quarter after contracting in the third quarter. The most recent estimates that we've seen for first quarter growth for the Eurozone have been very weak, probably below 1%. And a lot of that, as you mentioned, ties to Brexit. I think that the uncertainty there is putting a lot of investment on hold, but it also ties into the U.S.-China trade war as well.
Could that be a catalyst there is an argument that now that the Mueller investigation is at least sidelined, and that's not quite hanging over, that maybe the Chinese are more inclined to come in and say, okay, now we can bargain. We need a deal. The U.S. needs a win. And maybe we get that. If we get that, does everything change?
That is the glass half full perspective, and there's a solid argument for that. I would say there's a great deal of stimulus in the global economy right now, particularly if you look at what the Chinese are doing with cutting interest rates and cutting the value added tax there. That should help to stimulate growth in the world's second largest economy, particularly probably during the second half of 2019. If you get a deal for between Presidents Xi and Trump, that stimulus is still in place, so that could help to boost global growth in the back half of 2019. At the same time,
and some of this is psychological too. I mean, you don't have to get an immediate lift; you can get a psychological lift from something like that being struck, right?
Absolutely. A deal between China and the U.S. would help to lift investor confidence, and that would be reflected in the markets and probably the overall economy as well.
So until that happens, what do you do with money? Do you be happy to earn a quarter of a percent in a passbook savings account?
You know, we're probably getting later in the cycle. That's the overall thesis here. It's tough to say whether or not this is a slowdown that's got more teeth behind it, and if we're going to, you know, if things might get tougher ahead of us. If you look back, the market troughed 10 years ago in March 2009, and we've had a great run since then. Yeah. So there's some investors that are out there that have not rebalanced their portfolios. Now is probably a good time to think about that, I would say.
There's some investors who've never seen a down market, I would guess, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Since it's been 10 years or so. Well, so would you take money off the table?
I would look at a barbell approach. We're seeing some great opportunities in the tech realm in particular. So there's some growth opportunities there. At the same time,
FANG stocks, are you talking about?
Yeah, FANG stocks. I can't dig into individual companies, but the tech world seems to be a good place to be in an environment where you've got very tight labor markets and hunger for growth. These companies are going to be benefiting from that type of environment. So on one side, focusing on growth areas, particularly technology, would probably be a smart place to go. And then on the other side, looking at more income generating opportunities as well. So there's income funds that are out there that can help to allow retirees to meet their investment goals.
And allow somebody to sit on the sideline and wait till things calm down a little bit.
We have seen the overall cash positions for global investors move much higher just over the last 4 months. So that's already in play.
Well, and hopefully. So now the thing to look forward to is maybe a relatively speedy resolution of the tariff and trade talks between the U.S. and China. Maybe that helps everybody. Greg Meyer is Director and Senior Economist for Allianz Global Investors. Good to have you with us.
It's great to be here, David.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.